There are two ways to look at disagreements when they crop up. You can see it as an obstacle to getting what you want, or you can see it as a creative ferment, the stage where solutions are brewing that will satisfy everyone, or as many people as possible. When the process is negative, we feel coerced, bullied, or manipulated. When the process is positive, we feel relief and mutual satisfaction. Taking a creative attitude towards disagreements makes the positive path open up. There will always be bumps on the road to real solutions. Getting past the bumps requires attention and awareness. Currently, when people talk about getting to yes, they mean that the other person in a relationship or a negotiation must be manipulated in some way to come around. This leads to a selfish yes, and most of the time, one side wins from the negotiation while the other side loses. A genuinely positive yes only occurs when both sides feel like equals. Equality isn't hard to grasp, even when we resist it emotionally. Both sides feel respected. Both feel listened to and understood. These are the preconditions, but there is more to the story. You must also identify a real need that wants to be met. People don't usually come out and state their needs. Someone may feel too untrusting, too judged against, or too insecure to reveal what is really at stake for them. Needs aren't a mystery, and as your awareness expands through meditation, you will be more intuitive about what the people around you really want. The basic categories are, first, a need to feel safe and secure. Second, the need to feel that they are gaining the good things everyone wants in material terms, rising above mere subsistence. Third, the need to be accepted. Fourth, the need to express themselves. Fifth, the need to be loved and valued with intimate regard. When two people get to yes, one or more of these needs is being met on both sides. A false yes occurs when someone feels pressured not to speak up or say what they really think. People will give you their best if they feel safe with you, believe that you can be trusted, and see that you take a personal interest. When these conditions are met, disagreements become the spark for rising to a higher level of yes that brings everyone a feeling of gaining something they actually need. As much as we desire having our own needs met, it's more beautiful and fulfilling to be the one who gives others what they need. This is how a better, fairer world is shaped from the level of unlimited awareness. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I want a yes that's good for everyone. I want a yes that's good for everyone. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now gently introduce the mantra, Ma Vid Visha Vahai. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. This mantra means, together may we always find agreement and understanding. Repeat it silently to yourself. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. Ma Vid Visha Vahai. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I want a yes that's good for everyone. I want a yes that's good for everyone. Namaste.